Hi, everyone. I'm sorry I was running late. I'm Grandmaster Shoshona, and you can call me Carol. Welcome to Stiletto Heels, all my goddesses, and what a lovely, brilliant day it is. Now, I've loved watching the Kentucky Derby yesterday, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. And I loved seeing all those luscious, luscious colors and hats. It was simply divine. And I'm looking at you girls. Where were you? You should have been there. Now, let's share some tea. And my favorite is the jasmine green tea. Yes. And let's take a moment and gather our thoughts. Now, you know I love wearing my goddess bracelets every day. But like everyone else, I just feel, well, the look changes when you wear them with perhaps a leather jacket or a dress or even an evening gown and certainly even a bathing suit. And speaking about bathing suits, when I met Andy, one of the things that he loved was jewelry. Did you know that? And I certainly began studying. And when I was living in Hong Kong, as you know, I started designing my jewelry for myself and for some of my friends. And I was really trying to have some fun with it. And my jewelry I call pop art, but it really is about having fun with color. And the gems are a little bit like a paintbrush to add a little bit of confidence and having fun. And I remember being in Sardinia and some woman was walking along in stiletto heels and a bikini and wearing a fabulous, fabulous ruby necklace. And it was fun. And that started me thinking, that's accessories. And accessories should be worn. And it should be worn every single day. So that's how I started with my line. Now I'm always stirring the pot to change the look with my signature style. And I wanted to change the mood of what I was wearing. So sometimes I might wear the same bracelets and I might also take it off. But I really feel a signature look, it should not be worn constantly. It should not also be only about the trends. Now, some of us girls, when we're going into the dressing room, yeah, I hear you, Sharon. Yes, getting dressed, I feel, is like planning a getaway. And it'll take a roadmap to get through it, to get dressed. And I feel, girls, what do you think? It's a way to convey what your intention is. And I feel it's kind of like creating a style compass. For example, as I look at you, some of you look relaxed, some of you look romantic, and some look ever so elegant. And yes, once again, Susan, you're looking great. You're looking so sassy and sexy. So think of what you want to be perceived when you walk into a room. Do you want to look powerful for the meeting? Do you want to look capable? And for your first date, I think you want to show the softer side of yourself versus the sexy side. So the most important thing when you're looking down at your feet, do you want to look at flats or do you really want to stand in powerful stiletto heels? So when you're standing and you're feeling ever so powerful and you're feeling so happy that you're wearing your stiletto heels and you're not wearing the flats, the next thing we're going to discuss, color coding. Yeah, there's a code. So your body conveys the color and the mood when you walk into the room. Now think of the relaxing tones of nature. You've heard me say this about the bedrooms. Now I'm saying it when you're getting dressed. Think of the blues or the lilacs and look at your closets. I see some of you are ducking, really. I think you have to look at your closets. What does it say about your personality? Now, I'm a New Yorker and many of us in New York a lot of our closets are either all black, certainly. But I'd like you to check out my book, Feng Shui Chic. It will really tell you all about the colors and the colors that are born for your personas, the year that you're born, that will suit your pleasures. So I think that's so important. But then let's bring it up a notch. How to match your colors to your natural coloring. That is so important because when you're wearing colors that flatter your skin tones, it makes you feel ever so glamorous. When we're speaking about colors, we're setting the tone for the mood of the color. So if you want to be calm and cool, certainly the cool blues, and not only in denims, but think of the linens, think of the satins and lace, and think of, these glorious textures. And when we think of yellows, we think of the reds and the fruits, like oranges, cherries. They're very upbeat colors. And for power, we'll think of the regal purple that connects us into metallics. And of course, wearing the royal crown, we're thinking of royalty. And nature is the pale blue, the sorbet tones, the biscottis. And you might think of the greens, the lavenders, the browns, and even the pink. For passion, of course, the fuchsia, the reds, and the hot pink. I believe a goddess always stands out in a crowd. Now, my job when I am styling you is to make sure that you look and feel like a million. Your signature style is very, very important because of your body. And it gives you an opportunity to accent your form with fashion and with accessories. Finding the perfect color to flatter your skin tone, it's also flattering your intention. And of course, that will flatter your style. My goal is to make my clients feel like goddesses that you are, and that your attributes will shine through. You're going to feel so good when you're standing out from the crowd. Now, as a New Yorker, many of us always wore the little black dress. So I have a little bit of emergency tips that I shared with Joan Rivers, and I'd like to share it now with you. When you're wearing the little black dress, it needs a little accent, and color does the trick. And it's also about drawing the eye upward. So from wearing a hat to wearing beautiful earrings to match, that will look fantastic. It's bringing the eyes upward. But bringing the eyes downward, if you have bare legs and nude heels, a chunky necklace will create a focal line for you. Now, different types of necklaces all cluster beautifully on a black dress. You can mix pearls and gold chains, and of course, diamonds in different lengths, and it's ever so flattering. Or you can try a belt in red or green, and even yellow, canary yellow is ever so popular now. And then I match my earring color, the gemstones, with that accessory. Isn't that divine? Accessories are green living, sustainable fashion. So when you're trying to create a wardrobe overall, accessories will do the trick. It's an investment. And I would also have you invest in tortoiseshell sunglasses and then add a huge cocktail ring when you're sitting having coffee. And suddenly, a whole new you begins. And even lipstick can alter a new you with color to match with gems. I always ask my clients to invest in certain accessories and to have fun and to feel ever so good with it. And as I said, Andy, of course, invested in what? His accessory was the wig. You certainly will see a character walk in with jeans, the black turtleneck, and the white wig. He made a statement. Now, we speak of accessories. Accessories are like art, and the color of gems are the paintbrush. So are you ready for your close-up? I'm standing now with
Monique.
Monique, what's your last name?
Nolan.
Monique Nolan. So, Monique, I have a podcast called Stiletto Heels, and I'm all about finding your G-spot, your glamour spot. What gives you pleasure?
Great hair.
Great hair. Okay, so you enjoy doing your hair?
Beautiful hair.
Okay, no, what's your personal G-spot?
What massages. Massages.
Oh, for relaxing. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you make time all the time to do?
No.
You have to.
I know. I got to.
You have to have pleasure in life.
I know.
Well, while you're entering the closet, oftentimes my clients will mention to me, I'm going to go to a wedding, or I need to go to a graduation, or today I need to attend to be with Carol at the tea table. Getting dressed always requires a good sense of direction. It's a compass. And beforehand, you might even ask yourself, where am I going? And what is my look today? And how do I create it? Now, I would like you to start thinking of two ways of getting dressed. Might be by picking out your shoes and then picking out your dress. And immediately there you've been. But I created another way to think of your personal style. And I would like you to write down details of your favorite pieces and your best looks. I would like you to see a fashion journal for yourself. You can put it on your notebook or a computer, and you can call it your little style go-to. I prefer a small, handy notebook because sometimes I can just write down notes whenever I feel inspired, and it's perfect when I take along with me when I go shopping. So that way you will know which outfits work for you and will make you feel ever so confident and ever so glamorous. And think of all the ones that fetch you compliments when you wore it. When you play dress up and you experiment, you can write down which combinations work best. And you can see if a certain outfit needed a belt or just what you need. So next time you shop, you know what you're looking for. I say more is more. And although hats, belts, and shoes stay the way they are, the wonderful thing about gems, more so than any other accessories, that you can use it in different ways. For example, you can use a scarf and then put it through a pair of jeans, and then add a pin or a brooch to it. You can take pearls, and you can work it through with an elastic band, and you can create a ponytail. And similar, just like the Queen does, you can take a delicate diamond necklace and use it as a headband when you're going to the Met Ball. So you might want to think. Also, some of my pendants I make very, very long, so you can use it going through the loops of your jeans. It looks kind of cool. And pearl clips also work that you can put it onto a shoe. So I always have fun with the jewelry, and I think it's very, very important to wear jewels in a different way. And it can inject a little panache into your look each day. We're speaking about style, and fashion can be fickle. And hemlines can elevate, certain patterns can become passé, and the in-bag seems to go out of date quickly. quickly. But I find it to be really amusing. It's important for you to develop your own unique taste. And I think your style will become more original and organic to your very own persona. And that's what it's all about. But your style should always be evolving too. You should be building on your look, and it should keep you inspired. That means you don't have to go through your closets every single season, but you do want to accent pieces and you want to refresh your options. And as we discussed, even wearing your jewelry in different ways is refreshing. It recreates the mood board for you every couple of months. I think mood dressing is ever so important. Maybe you recently experimented with some colors and you didn't really like it, or perhaps you tried a few patterns. And perhaps it's time for you to graduate and allow your style to bloom a little bit more. So for that, you need to look out for a different type of silhouette or an element of fashion that works for you. Making dressing is an adventure. Now, some of the styles might suit you, some of them might not. But I love clothing. I love fashion. And I'm very much a girly girl. I feel that I love my women to feel like goddesses. And I loved wearing the gloves, the hat, the bag, and it's a different time. But years ago, you didn't just throw on jeans and t-shirt and flip-flops like you are as a California girl today. But I think it's important to know what you want and know what looks best for you. I think it's so important for you to try something on and also sometimes just going for something that gives you a look that will make you feel ever so heavenly. I think it's important that color is a way of making you feel and look like a million. Now, this is what I call jewelry couture. It's a spotlight on your great assets and how you can wear your jewel. My rule is the most important thing is to have positive thoughts about yourself. You might want to focus on whatever features that you love and that you get compliments on. But it's time now to shine the spotlight on it. So let's take a look at some stylish ways to accent each asset. Now, for your face, in fashion, it would be an open neckline from a V-neck to a portrait to a scoop line. It's almost like an arrow pointing up. So I would recommend wearing a bold necklace or earrings that are bringing attention to your eyes and smile. That accent is so important for the face. Now, if you're wearing a necklace and you have a long neck and your hair is worn up in a high ponytail or a bun, so you can view your long neck, that's something Audrey Hepburn always wore. So her swan neck always was shining. So chandelier earrings are the way to go. It's perfect to extend that line from the chin to the shoulders. So I would say go to all black diamonds or stones that contrast to your hair color. Once again, black diamonds, all black diamonds, or stones that contrast to your hair color. Now, if your shoulders are bare, that's so sexy. So you can show them off in dresses and tops with halters, spaghetti straps, or no straps at all. So I think once again with that, you would do a long chandelier earring pendant earrings, that does the trick. Now, for the bust line, the bosom, there's nothing sexier than the open neckline. You can choose a sweetheart, a V-neck, or a scoop style that offers a glimpse of the décolleté. So I would say with that, what cinches it in is so wonderful is, if you want to highlight your bosom, is bringing a necklace longer than your bosom to accent it. If you want to wear a V-neck and still accent your face, we would use a necklace that is higher on the neck. It is so perfect there. So that is a spotlight on great assets for you, for you to carry yourself taller and project a more positive self-image. You may even come to love yourself in the mirror. It's been wonderful being with you today. Once again, speaking about color and color and mood, it's a way color conveys the inner mood of you. It's a palette to become a goddess that will express your attitude and emotion each time you step out of the door. And I think it's so important for you to notice what colors you instinctively reach for. And next time you get dressed or go shopping, start experimenting with colors and notice how stimulating a shade like orange can elevate your mood and make you feel ever so good. In fact, orange happens to be the color of creativity and enlightenment. And with those kind words, we're going to start going into the blue meditation. So today, as Stiletto Heel Checklist, I'd like you to devote an hour or so to look at your little black dresses and notice with accessories what you're wearing with it. Might be the belts, the wraps, also the jewelry. And also add one high impact accessory. It can be a bold necklace or it can be a brooch just before you leave the house that you can make this ensemble stand out. And I'd like you on a quiet night just to take a moment and do a blue meditation. What time is it? It's blue pop art meditation. Let's close our eyes. Yes. I'll sound the bell. Are you ready? Let's put our fingers in love knot position and cradle the navel. And breathe in. Exhale out slowly. And picture the color blue. And you are the artist. Picture whatever shade blue you wish. From cobalt blue to powder blue, sky blue. Whatever relaxes you. And we're going to use that color. You're going to step into the waters of the blue, and slowly it's coming up to your knees, enveloping your buttocks, up to your breasts, your shoulders, your face, your ears, your nostrils, your eyes, relaxing you, caressing you. The back, releasing all the tensions. Exhale. Yes. And now we're going to pour frothy milk over the head, enriching you, clearing you, cleansing you through your mouth, through your lungs, your neck, your breast, your shoulders, your wrists, your hands. Downward to your knees, your ankles, your toes. picture yourself. Bring your hands together, your thumbs into your palms. Bring your fingers to the center point in your hands. It's an acupuncture point to relax you. Breathe in, exhale. Think of what you wish to hear, to say. Take this moment. Slowly, we're coming back. Slowly open up your eyes. Yes. I wish you a beautiful week. Thank you. I'm in gratitude to you joining me here today. And it's Stiletto Heels saying blessings for the week coming forward. May you receive love, protection, and joy. Until next week, I'm Carol Shoshona of Stiletto Heels. Thank you.